Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you today with episode 270 of the Network Marketing Ninja podcast. Hope you are doing absolutely incredible, no matter where you are and what you're doing today. So I am just in the garden. It's about 28 degrees. It's Monday, 11:28 in the morning. And I am looking over the incredible city of Nice on the Côte d'Azur. I'm saying that completely wrong. Sorry to my French friends. On the French Riviera, the south of France. It is unbelievable here. And today I want to share with you some recruiting tips. And I want to give you the opportunity to join something super, 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 super special. But right now, before I get into this, right now, I am staying in a villa. Me and Svetlana, we rented a villa for an entire month. As you guys know, we live in Dubai. And the only downside of living in Dubai, it's an incredible place. We absolutely love it. But in the summer, it's just unbearable. It's so, so hot. And I know, kind of like, it's a kind of a weird thing to complain, oh, it's too hot. But as a Brit in the summer, especially when it gets past about 26, 27 degrees Celsius, we always complain like, oh, it's too hot. So anyway, we escape and we come to Europe and we love to adventure around Europe. Europe is one of the most incredible parts in the entire world. I love it. So we're here for a month. I'm really excited about that. And we're showing Mia the world, city by city, country by country, continent by continent. Anyway, so here's what I've got for you today. Before I kind of go into it, I just want to let you know real quick. On 27th of August, 2013, I have to say the year, sorry, 2023. I have to say the year because some people listen back to this and watch this at a later date. But on the 26th of August, 2023, Eric Worre is doing the biggest recruiting challenge of all time. There'll be tens and tens and tens of thousands of people taking part in this challenge. And he reached out to me and he said, hey, I would love for you to get your community involved in our community so that we can kind of really take network marketing to the next level. And I appreciate and respect Eric. I love what he's done for the profession. And if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have got into generic coaching because I would have thought like, ah, yeah, there's not really a space for that. I always laugh with him. I always say that generic is two words, gen for generation and Eric for him. So Generation Eric is created the term generic in the network marketing space. This is my little joke with him. Right, so here's what's going to happen. It's $7 to get access to the recruiting challenge, but I wanted to make this like a super no-brainer for you. So although it's $7 and there'll be 3 hours of recruiting content on the 26th of August, I said to Eric, I said, I want to give more value to my community than you're giving to your community. So I'm going to give anyone who joins through the link that I'm going to share with you in a minute, I'm going to do an additional recruiting masterclass on the Monday, the 28th of August at 8 p.m. UK time. You'll get the recordings of my masterclass as well. And I'm going to do that. He was like, wow, that's awesome. So for $7 to get in 3 hours of content from him, probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours of content from me, but it's going to be to the point. Let's go. Boom, 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 boom. He was like, yeah, that's awesome. So if you go to recruitmorenow.com, recruitmorenow.com, I will leave the link in the description as well. Feel free to click that, join the challenge, or feel free to copy that link and share it with your network marketing team. Here's a tip that I will give, because this is going to come in handy when it comes to recruiting. Identify the people who you want to work with. I call it an ICE. ICE, identification of commitment exercise. If you've got a group of people in your team, 5, 10, 20, 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000, however big it is, and you share this with them, you actually actively promote something like this, you can very easily identify who's just talking about wanting to do it and who's actually putting their money where their mouth is, right? What I mean by this is imagine this. You've got 10 people on your team and they're all like, yeah, I want to recruit more, you know, in September, October, November, December. I want to end this year strong. And then you say, well, great, we've got this recruiting challenge coming up. It's going to expose all about what you need to do in the network marketing profession to become world-class recruiters. It's $7. 3 of the 10 people do it. Who do you work with? Do you work with all 10? No. You work with the people who are going to put their money where their mouth is. And to be honest with you, as a coach, although I train and speak and coach a lot of people, I will really pay attention to the people who actually actively invest in themselves because I know that they're serious, they've got skin in the game, right? And it's only $7. It's not like it's $7,000. So, it, you know, financial commitment is an issue. Okay? So, here we go. It's recruitmorenow.com. Now, here is the recruiting tip that I want to give you today. And it comes from the incredible Jim Rohn. Now, if the audio gets a little bit crazy, it's because of the wind. We're at the top of a mountain here overlooking the city of Nice. So, it is a little bit crazy. So, here we go. Jim Rohn, legend of all legends. If you're not aware of who Jim Rohn is, because maybe you're new to personal development or you're new to network marketing, then it's J-I-M for Jim. Rohn is R-O-H-N. He's an absolute legend. He's helped probably more people than anyone else in the network marketing space from a generic point of view. People talk about him still, even though he passed away, I think maybe 5 to 10 years ago. I'm not too sure the date it was, but I'll find that out. Right, so here we go. He says this. I want to ask you the most important question you will ever be asked. Would you like me to ask it to you? Someone says yes. You say, have you found the opportunity that's going to take care of you and your family for the rest of your life? They say no, because the majority of people haven't. Then his response to that. Well, that's one of the most important questions you'll ever be asked in all your life. Do you mind me asking you the second most important question you'll ever be asked in your life? The person says yes. So, are you spending time every week looking for that opportunity? The answer is almost always no. So, two of the most important questions you'll be asked in all your life, and the answer to your questions, or the answer to those questions is no. How are you going to explain that to your family? Because here's what I will say, guys, as I interject, and I'll give you the script slower in a minute. People say that leaders are readers. I disagree. Leaders are seeders. They seed ideas. They seed hope. They seed dreams. They seed, you know, they plant seeds in people emotionally. So, and then they nurture and nurture and nurture. You can read 10 books and do absolutely nothing with that information, but you can plant 10 seeds and eventually change the lives of 1, 2, 3 people. That's what leaders do. So anyway, have you found the opportunity that will take care of you and your family for the rest of your life? And number two is, are you spending time actively every week looking for that opportunity? Okay, so they say no. You say, well, how are you going to explain that to your family? Well, yeah, it doesn't really matter. I'm not really that bothered. Okay, well, would you mind me giving you a gift? The gift is the advice that I was given that changed my life. If you haven't found the opportunity yet, you must spend time looking for that opportunity every week until you found it. Let me give you a promise. The day you decide to spend some time every week to find that opportunity, your self-esteem and confidence will grow through the roof and you will never be the same again. Oh, and by the way, the day you do decide to start looking, I would love to show you what I have. And once you see it, you might never have to look ever again. Imagine that. Who can you ask that question to? These are great questions to ask whilst meeting someone in a coffee shop, whilst chatting to someone on Zoom, whilst in the gym, in the supermarket, meeting with a friend. Who can you ask that first question to? Hey, Bob, really random one. I'm just curious, have you found the opportunity that's going to take care of you and your family for the rest of your life? They say no. Well, do you mind me asking the second most important question you will ever be asked in all your life? Sure. Are you actively spending time every week looking for that opportunity? No, I'm not. Great. Well, would you mind if I gave you a gift? Or then you would say, how would you explain that to your family? Would you mind if I gave you a gift? Well, the gift is the advice that changed my life. And if you haven't found the opportunity yet, you must spend time looking for that opportunity every week. And I promise you this, the day you do decide, your self-esteem and confidence grows. Now, let me explain that a little bit more, because you might be thinking, well, how? Think about it. How excited were you the idea of having something else in your life? Right? And the idea of having a side income, the idea of a side hustle, you got your napkin and your pen or a piece of paper and a pen and you started doing numbers. Well, if I bring in $300, $400, $500 a month, then at the end of the year, I'd have $5,000 extra and wow, I could go to Disneyland with my family for $5,000 and wow, we have this. There's so much energy that's created by the idea of having a second income, or the idea of having something additional, or the idea of having getting a promotion or having another job, whatever it might be. And yes, the other emotion is, oh God, I've got to do more hours and spend more time. All right, but maybe those people are not the right people for you. Okay? And the great thing I love about this process is, by the way, the day you decide looking, I'd love to show you what I have. And once you see it, you might never, ever look ever again. What this does is it helps you with the fundamental, one of the fundamental things about recruiting. Three things. Number one, asking good quality questions. Number two, having a massive amount of certainty and conviction. Why? Because people join based on your certainty and conviction. If you're not certain and you're not convicted in what you're doing is the best thing for people to be doing, then why are they going to want to be a part of that? All right, why would they? And number three, sorry, number one, number one, I've forgotten my process now. No, this happens sometimes when we're doing the podcast, right? So again, asking good questions is number one. Number two is obviously transferring energy, transferring conviction, transferring certainty. And number three, I forgot what number three is, but those are the two big ones anyway. But I absolutely love this process. I'm trying to figure out what I was trying to say to you guys. I'm in vacation mode. And again, this process is just so great, so well organized. It's worked for many, many people all over the world. And I just feel that, that was number three. Number three is identification, which Jim Rohn talks a lot about as well. Like, you're obviously going to be identifying the right people, because if people are like, no, I'm not interested in another opportunity, you don't want to recruit them anyway. If you have to convince them to join, you have to convince them to stay. Meaning if you have to convince, oh, please join, please, please, please. Then when they have that moment of doubt, you're going to have to convince them, oh, don't quit. You don't want to play that game. It's very, very draining. So it's going to help you identify the right people to work with. Now, again, guys, those are just some recruiting tips, some recruiting scripts. I want to give you loads more. I'm going to give you loads more. I've got about 10 different points and scripts that I'm going to share with you on that free masterclass. For those of you who join the Eric Warrior Recruiting Challenge, you just got to go to recruitmorenow.com. Now, if you're a loyal listener, you've been listening to the podcast for a few weeks, a few months, or even a few years, then you would be doing me a gigantic favor by making a post on your Instagram stories. This would be huge for me, and I would be forever grateful for this. If you would make a post on your Instagram stories, just write up like, oh, I'm so excited about my network marketing business, or I can't wait to take my business to the next level. If you would like to take yours to the next level, click this link and create a link sticker to post onto Instagram. And just in the link, just put recruitmorenow.com. It's probably going to be http://recruitmorenow.com. All right. So with that being said, and by the way, tag me in that post as well. I would absolutely love to see that. And I would love to share with you my massive, tremendous amount of gratitude and appreciation for making that post. All right. So big love to each and every single one of you. Hope you have an incredible day. And I will see you next time. All right. Big love. Bye-bye.